It's time for the Winston Churchill Cup.
Well, it's the second to final Churchill Cup ever, as it's the study one. Sean, I'm flying solo. David, unfortunately, is underneath the weather. So we are here previewing AEW All In with my friends, or I like to say frenemies, Randy Chapier and Greg Fowler Fathom from Sunday Night's Main Event Podcast Network. And we also have my good friend, Brad the Dad, who in a parallel universe may be a co-host of Radio Free Professional Wrestling, but that's a nerd talk for another day. But he's also my very best Pokemon Go friend right now, since I've been sending him a gift every day, guys. So Brad's in my pocket, basically.
I'm not in your pocket, but I will be taking over from here to do the Churchill Cup and delineate the rules. So the defending champions, that would be Randy and Greg, will be doing the getting the first pick, and that means they'll have 5 picks out of 9, and Sean will get the remaining 4. So we'll go back and forth, and we'll start with our defending champions, Randy or Greg. Which one of you gentlemen is speaking for the first pick?
I will be speaking for the first pick.
Well, we both will be speaking. We already know our picks.
We know our picks. We've already figured this all out.
But first of all, I want to just say hello to everybody on the Radio Free Professional Wrestling, because Sean didn't introduce me. My name is Randy. I am from SNME Radio. I am your current defending, longest reigning Churchill Cup champion on the network. I'm so sorry, Sean, that David didn't come. I hear he's sick. I hope you get better. I definitely do. I understand you're scared, but it's okay. We're here. It's only me, Greg, and Brad. We're not going to do anything stupid. It's not a handicap match or anything else like that. We will draw this straight down the line. This morning, I woke up. I looked up my beautiful wife and made love to her. Went outside, had a coffee. As I'm having my coffee, looking at the sun shine at me brightly, the birds came and landed on my shoulders. The deers and the elks came and nibbled on my grass. And they said, Randy, Greg, SNME Radio, you got this. So Greg and I are planning a victory today. And Greg, I would like you to say something too, because you're definitely on this team. And Sean didn't really introduce you. So I'm going to introduce you for you. Greg,
I was going to say, I don't even get a chance to get an introduction. I usually defer that. I'm even going to turn this over now. Mr. Special Enforcer, would you please introduce? I can challenge, I think, Randy, in longest reigning undefeated Churchill Cup champion. Maybe. I'm not 100% sure. We haven't done the map. But Bradley, can you please introduce me in the proper manner?
I am usually Greg. I'm trying to be as neutral as possible, being the Special Enforcer. However, he is my regular tag team partner. He is one half of the Smack Daddies, one half of the East Coast Champions of the World, one half of the Churchill Cup Champions. He is Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
There we go. Okay, now that we've gone through proper introductions, gentlemen, let's get her going. Greg, Randy, pick number 1 in this Churchill Cup showdown.
Okay, well, hey, Greg, countdown when we do it. Ready?
With the first pick of the draft, the SNME team proudly picks Derby and Sting.
Good pick. Okay, are you guys sure about this? Before I'm making notes as we go.
Yes. We're 100% sure.
We're 100% sure.
Okay, so Derby and Sting are off the board. So that would mean that, Sean, you are going to move into the next pick.
Let's talk about this match first, guys. So you guys are picking Darby Allin and Sting to beat Swerve Strickland and AR Fox in the coffin match. What is your reason behind this, guys?
Let's say, if you can't remember the name of the second person who's in the coffin match, there's a reason why we can easily pick Darby and Sting.
Well, I feel like you guys made an excellent first pick here. I do feel like Sting and Darby Allin are going to win this match.
Why do you think that? Is it because Sting always wins these kind of matches?
And so Darby does with the coffin matches.
Could I make the case that Swerve and AR need to win more?
Well, yes, Brad. They need to win more. And if they get this victory over Sting and Darby Allin, it would be a good building block for AR Fox and Swerve Strickland. Swerve Strickland easily the best heel in AEW outside of MJF right now.
No arguments there. So why did nobody want to pick them?
I did, but Greg cut me off. I don't know. But that's why in this championship reign, Greg is definitely the Luchasaurus to meet Christian Cage. But saying that, no, Darby and Sting are going to win the back. There's no doubt. And that's the reason why. But that's the reason why we're both champion of the world.
You know, it's kind of crazy because, like, 7 days later, we're going to see Darby Allin go after the TNT title.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. And coming off of a loss, it would make sense. So that's probably, you're probably right. Like, you guys have probably made the right pick. Sean, I'm going to keep this thing moving. Who are you going to pick? We have 8 matches left on the board.
Well, Special Enforcer, this is Merrick, you're the Enforcer. I'm the host of the show. I'm going to honor my friend from across the pond, Sir David Brightley, as I'm going to Will Ospreay versus Chris Jericho. And since I'm flying solo, I need an assassin to help me out. So I'm taking Will Ospreay to defeat Chris Jericho.
Ooh, very good pick. Do you want to elaborate on your logic behind this pick, Sean?
Let's just say that I feel like Jericho's at a point in his career where he can suffer a defeat and it would not hurt him one bit whatsoever. We have seen on AEW TV lately that he's going into a feud with the Don Callis family, whoever that is, as Don Callis builds his family. And right now on TV, Will Ospreay is basically the heel with Don Callis, but at this stadium, in Wembley Stadium, in London, England, basically 15 minutes from Will Ospreay's home, this guy's going to be cheered like a hero. So I'm going with the hometown boy.
Randy, how do you feel about keeping the Canadian? You took our Canadian brother, Chris Jericho, by default.
Yes, I'm not very happy with that. I am a Will Ospreay fan. I am his number one fan. I was there cheering him on against Kenny Omega in Kenny Omega's hometown. So that is actually, to me, a very good pick there, Sean. So good pick. I will take Chris Jericho, though. You never know. You never know what may happen, right?
He might sing himself to a win that night. Who knows?
True.
Yeah, is that the largest crowd that Jericho has ever, like, sung in front of with his theme song? Because I think that may be Fozzy's biggest. If he brings Fozzy along with him, that'll be the biggest Fozzy concert ever.
Yeah, that's just going to be his biggest concert, and he's going to put it in his book. Trust me, you won't forget that. I'll tell you that much.
All right, guys, 7 matches left on the board. Back over Team SNME. Who do you have next?
Greg, should I take this one?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
I think me and him are subliminal. We are telepathic. We are giving each other the sign right now. There's only one guy that cannot lose right now and put an X on another title, possibly. We are going to go with Mr. CM Punk. CM Punk over Samoa Joe, as I see the host of the show spazzing in the background. That's why you plan ahead there, Sean.
CM Punk. What is the logic behind Punk over Samoa Joe?
Greg, if you want to handle that one.
Punk over Joe, I just don't see Joe winning here. I mean, you built a show on Saturday nights for CM Punk, so it makes sense to see Punk come out, make the crowd happy in London. Do I agree this is probably the right move for AEW? No, but do I think this is what's going to happen on the show? Yes.
That's a very good way to put it. But we also have to remember the next All In is this weekend. All Out is following weekend. And CM Punk will be defending his title, the Real World Championship, in Chicago. So because Chicago needs another pay-per-view, guys. That's a restart market.
I want to ask this question before we move to my pick. Do you see CM Punk versus the winner of Adam Cole versus MJF? Title versus title at All Out?
Not possible. Yet.
Not yet. Well, Wilder says not yet.
No. They need a little bit more leeway. They could do it, but it's 1 week. Like, it should be more rematches coming out of this and stuff that they built separately. That seems to be the mentality. I'm really interested in All In, but I'm more interested in All Out because of this short turnaround. This is one of the shortest turnarounds in history for wrestling, the back-to-back pay-per-views.
You know, Brad, you're right. It's going to be interesting to see if that affects the viewership of All Out, considering that you're forking over $100 inside of a week for 2 AEW shows.
All right, Sean, you have the next pick. There are only 6 matches left on the board. Sean Burkett, your choice is?
Well, I'm going to go to a 6-man match as we have the Golden Elite. That would be Kenny Omega, Hangman Adam Page, Kota Ibushi versus mine and Ashley's favorite 3-man team from AEW Collision. If you listen to the Double Clothesline podcast, that would be Juice Robinson, Jay White. Ganesha is going to be the third member of this group. I'm going to go with the Golden Elite to defeat 2/3 of Bullet Club Glow and Kakesha in this match. I feel like the Golden Elite, they're bringing Kota Ibushi back over for his second ever match in AEW. It's too soon to have this group lose to Jay White. You know I'm the biggest Jay White fan there is. I'm going with the Elite.
I have to throw to Greg for this one, because Greg, that means you end up with your favorite, one of your favorites, as Chris Jericho labeled him, take a shit up.
One of your favorite things to do in La Mid-Provence is take a shit up. So yes, we are very excited to bring Take a Shit Up back to SNME Radio.
This is, should be a win for Golden Elite, guys, right? Is there any argument against this? Back over to Team SNME, champs.
It's me. So we're going to talk about and we're going to put a big asterisk on this match, because we are learning from our friends at Fightful Select that some of the participants in this match are changing. So this is all recorded prior to AEW show tonight. Eddie Kingston, Orange Cassidy, Best Friends, Chuck Taylor, Trent Beretta, Penta El Zero, and TBA versus the Blackpool Combat Club. So Team SNME is proud to select Blackpool Combat Club to get a win in England for that team.
Shit on barrel.
Okay, guys, this is it just me, or is this the biggest mess of a match on this card?
I really do feel like, Brad, it's the biggest mess of a match on this card. We still don't know three members of the other team.
And we're still picking
and
them.
We're, right, and we're also having an issue where it looks like Penta is okay, no, but Ray Phoenix is not.
Yeah, Ray Phoenix is he's fine. It's just apparently some travel issue that he's not going to be making the trip.
He's trying to gain residency in the United States, so he didn't make the trip down for Triple Mania a couple weeks ago. So apparently this is another reason he's staying in the States, just so he's able to get his American citizenship or this be able to work in America.
This is the Chelsea green card issue type thing where he's kind of stuck now. Gotcha.
So I'm going to throw this one to Randy. Randy, do we still keep all six guys in this match, or do we make this a 5-on-5?
Well, it all depends, right? Who the three TBD is going to be in the Blackpool Combat Club. You can replace Phoenix. I'm not saying that. The what they plan for the Stadium Stampede is not something small. So if you have this match plan, one person can't make it, replace it. They got 98% of the roster not wrestling on this card anyways, right? It is definitely easy to replace. So, and you can't get rid of this match. So the only thing to definitely know who's going to win, like BCC needs to win this. Like, if you really think, right, Best Friends, Eddie Kingston, they've been on a pretty good roll as of late, and it's not a needed win for them. So I think John Moxley, this is going to be his match of times. Like, yeah, I mean, it's going to be probably one of his best matches of the year. And as a whole, like, remember the very first match between the Best Friends and LAX? At the time, I forget what their name, Proud Power,
who are, by the way, my two of my picks to be in against Eddie Kingston. I think that they are going to be in the Blackpool Combat Club. Maybe not as a fat exit group permanently, but they're definitely going to be in this match. I'm going to let Greg talk, and then I got a random question for the group, just on a point Randy made. Go ahead.
I was just going to add, and of course, Stadium Stampede match, AEW announced yesterday that Stadium Stampede is now been released online for the Fight Forever game. So you can go and try out this match and preview this match yourself right now with Fight Forever.
Yeah, once I figure out who they're putting in the match so I can simulate, and if all the characters are actually in the game, so I don't have to create them. Okay, quick question for the group, and then we'll go back to Sean's pick. Are we getting a battle royal? Randy mentioned that about 98% of the roster isn't working. Are we getting some sort of battle royal on the pre-show?
You know, Brad, it's kind of crazy because they only announced one match so far for the 0 hour basically buy-in show. So we could get a battle royal unannounced on the show, probably.
Possible. Very, very possible. Again, trying to get everybody over there as well. Yeah, I would. I wouldn't announce it to the last minute. It's nothing that needs to mount. Only a couple of their battle royals have ever been over the top where we remember them anyways, right? So,
well, and you could do something where the international title will be defended at the All Out show by the winner of the battle royal. It writes itself. And also, you're right, Randy. If you're going to have this many people in front of an audience, you might as well get especially some of your younger talent, just to have the experience going out in front. If you go in front of that crowd that size, the next time you're in front of 10,000 people, it'll be like, this is nothing compared to that. Plus, you got guys like the Hardys who aren't on the card right now. Like, you have some of your big names that are like, or legends that aren't on the card. I'm not saying they're like top talent, but they get a pop. Greg and I witnessed that in Boston. So, Sean, we're going to keep things moving now. You have the next pick, sir. What would you like to do?
Well, I think I'm going to go to the AEW Tag Team Championship match. It's FTR. That's Hardwood Cash Wheeler versus Nick and Matt Jackson, the Young Bucks. And I'm going to FTR to retain these titles. I know the chatter on the internet is, since Wheeler has some legal issues going on right now, we're not certain how that's going to play out down the road. But I got a feeling Tony Khan's not going to take the titles off of FTR right now. This may be the third out of four matches between these two tag teams, with maybe a fourth one coming at All Out or maybe down the road on a special episode at Collision or Dynamite. For right now, in London, England, I'm going to hook it up to FTR because this is no flips this fist.
Don, you have shocked me. Gentlemen from Team SNME, you must be very happy.
Ecstatic. Thank you, because we were going to pick the Young Bucks. That saves us a pick. So thank you, Mr. Burkhead. I think the time for FTR's title reign actually ended about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. when it should have went to Team Double Clothesline. So I am excited to see FTR lose and lose to the Young Bucks here in London. Thank you for that gracious pick, Mr. Burkett.
Thank you.
Emanis Enemy, you have your second last pick on the board. Who would you like to take? Because we have three matches remaining.
Leading into Greg's favorite comment, the double clothesline, we are going to go to the ROH World Tag Team Championship, and we are picking Aussie Open over Adam Cole and MJF. So yes, Aussie Open over Adam Cole and MJF. Greg, try to explain this one after that comment. I have no clue on why we're picking.
So no, this is perfect, and this makes a lot of sense, right? Adam Cole and MJF should have won the AEW title belts 3-4 weeks ago, whatever it was, on that episode of Collision, and they kind of, AEW shit the bed on that. Let's be honest. Let's call it what it is.
Sean's making a small fiddle thing for those who are just listening to this.
Stop me when I'm telling lies.
Sean, so you two are very happy with this pick, obviously.
Well, I was going to select this match maybe as my final match to pick, and I was going to go the same direction as the gentleman from Sunday night's main event, but I was going to throw in an asterisk as saying maybe the Kingdom comes out and causes MJF and Adam Cole the opportunity to win the ROH World Tag Team titles.
I'm just going to be practical. The Adam Cole and MJF are not working on ROH tapings. Like, let's just be honest about those boys.
They're well beyond ROH. That's why it's never made sense from the beginning.
So you have two options left on the board, Sean. You can either take the women's title match, or I'm striding through. It looks like you could also take
the final, the main event.
Yep.
The main event. It's right. Nobody's touched the main event with a 10-foot pole. So, nope. Sean, are you going to take the main event, or are you going to pick the women's match?
Well, I'm going to the Fatal 4-Way Women's AEW World title match. Okay, so we have Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. We have my girl, Toni Storm. We also have Saraya in this match. Shida is the current AEW World Women's Champion. And unfortunately for Joe out there, I'm not picking Shida. And I feel like Shida deserves a longer run here. I got a feeling the title's going to go back on Dr. Britt Baker DMD here.
Wow.
I'm thinking Britt Baker.
Case for somebody else in this match. Because I think there's a very obvious pick.
Yeah, it's Saraya. Saraya's going to win this. Saraya's going to have the big homecoming with the confetti falling down on you in Wembley. This is Saraya. I don't understand where Sean... I love me some Britt Baker. Do not think that I don't love me some DMD. But it doesn't make sense for her to win here. I think, Sean, I think this is what's going to cost you your Churchill Cup, and we will retire it here at SNME.
Well, great. I was thinking maybe a week or two ago to pick Saraya, but I got a feeling Saraya doesn't need a title. I feel like they're not going to want to go down that road. I mean, you already got Will Ospreay in here to get a win for the home crowd, so that should keep the crowd happy. So that's why I'm going to think we bring this title back over to Britt Baker because Thunder Rosa is about to come back. We're hearing rumors that she should be back by the end of the month, and we get to go back to that feud.
Assuming that beef is actually settled, which I don't think it is, because that is the big issue with AEW. And the one thing we can all agree that Vince has his flaws, sure, but we can say the one thing is he kept the locker room under control for the most part, and the guys at least did business in the ring. Go ahead, last pick, guys. Sorry.
No, I was gonna just give my two cents in it. I honestly think she has a chance to just hold on to it, right? With all the commotion going in the ring, there's a whole bunch of different scenarios that can happen. Toni Storm, right, is another person that could definitely win it. There's a good, valid reason for each one of these contestants, but the one contestant that is going to be wrong is Britt Baker. In 1-4, she's number 4 in this list. She does not need the belt. So, sorry, Sean. Thank you.
And there's no. And there's a really good story to be told eventually with Britt Baker going after the other women's title, because she's the first woman to win everything.
I agree. Right. Very good point. Thank you.
Okay. So let's go to the main event. We have MJF versus Adam Cole for the AEW championship. I feel like this one should be the official AEW championship. It needs like a side piece or a tagline or something stupid. Guys, you get the main event. Like, not only is this the biggest match, this is the match that I am most worried about because they have to follow a lot.
Yes, we do. As SNME representatives and SmackTF, I have the baddest daddy on the SNME radio network. And we got me, Zane, not just incredible, not just the best. We get the last pick of the biggest match that's going in a Wembley Stadium, MJF versus Adam Cole. And just like SNME Radio, we are picking MJF because why? We're better than you, Sean, and you know it. We just won this Churchill Cup championship again, and it's going to retire in our arms and never come back to American soil again. It is covered in maple syrup. It is covered in beaver tails. We're loving every single minute. And there's one last thing I didn't tell you that I did this morning. Before I came on this radio, Greg and I sat down. We had a big fat plate of fluffy, thick pancakes. And as we're talking about our picks, we go, we know we're going to be able to pick this last match. Who shall we pick? And that gentleman is MJF. Right, Greg? Sorry.
I can't add anything to that.
Well, I'm happy you guys picked this match because I didn't want to touch this match with a 10-foot pole because I've been debating for like the last 3 weeks how this is going to play out. I've got myself convinced that Adam Cole's going to win this match by some devious means as we kick off the true babyface run of one Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF, as he's going to be the person chasing Adam Cole in the kingdom through the fall for the AEW world title. So Adam Cole, baby, is going to win this match.
That's a good point.
Oh, there's all kinds of things that could happen. I mean, if he reunites with the kingdom, you could have a scenario where they have their ROH titles and they have this awkward alliance and there's a title switch or there's not. Either way, this is going to be an interesting card from top to bottom. So let's review the picks. Sunday Night's Main Event picked Darby and Sting. They picked CM Punk, the Blackpool Combat Club, Aussie Open, and MJF. Radio Free Pro Wrestling picked Will Ospreay, the Golden Elite, FTR, and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. The last thing I would say is, how much walk-up are we going to get between here and Sunday? How many more tickets are going to move for this event to make this the largest wrestling crowd of all time? Debatable, la la la, but at least based on anything we can see.
Okay, so from what I've seen, there's probably what, around 4,000 we want to say? Maybe you can string out another 1,500 to 2,000 maybe?
Well, I think it'll definitely sell out. I think it'll get rid of everything absolutely before it comes. It is the biggest show as of today going into anywhere. It's like in wrestling history, if you really think of it. No, to me, it's not to some people, right? This is only based on my opinion. It's not the biggest, like WrestleMania is definitely bigger, so on and so forth. But this is so new and so fresh. And for a new company to come and do it, it is a big freaking deal, right? It is a good card. A lot of people saying, like, look at, it's in the UK. You should have a better card, bigger card, better names, so on and so forth. I sort of get that too. Like, I was very blessed to be at Forbidden Door, which I think is probably one of the best cards that were ever in the history of wrestling. But is it a Forbidden Door card for me? I don't think so. But the card's absolutely amazing and should sell out that wonderful building.
As of August 18th, which is the last update from WrestleTix, the current setup is 85,472, and they had 4,626 left.
Yeah, at Clash in Korea is more people attending, but they were forced by the government, as duly noted in left history things and documentaries. The thing that makes this so special is that it is just the AEW roster, essentially. I mean, Will Ospreay's a loner, but other than that, like, for the most part, these are guys that you could watch if you had AEW come to your hometown. They could be, oh, this whole crew could be on the card for you. So that's an impressive feat in the fact that they're not taking in outside talent, where things like, you're right, Randy, they have a much better card when they work with the New Japan roster, but that's two rosters working together. This is quite incredible for one roster that is not the quote-unquote main company.
No, I'm not saying that's not incredible. I'm just saying if you have a venue like that, you should, because there's a lot more things they could have done to incorporate the UK talent, I guess you can say, in this aspect, or make it a better card. Right. For that reason, like dream matches, when you're putting on a spectacle, you want to put on a spectacle, right? You want dream matches. You want something that you may not see on Dynamite 2 weeks from now. I'm not trying to put it down any pegs. This is a historical moment. It's an absolutely great card as it is right now. I just feel that it could have been a little better. Put a little more UK talent in there. Doesn't matter where they came from. And remember when I'm saying that, it doesn't matter where they came from. So
Grado versus Jeff Jarrett is what you're saying. You really want him
to be right. Grado should definitely be in this card. So if there is a battle royal and he's not in it, I will protest against AEW. You know I'm an AEW mark. If there's no Grado in a battle royal, I will protest. Thank you. Thank
you heard it first, Tony Khan. And Sean, I'm going to turn things back over to you. You could take wrap up our segment, but thank you for allowing me to sit in the chair and like me for full having a front row seat for the Battle of the Titans, Sunday night's main event versus Radio Free Pro Wrestling for the Churchill Cup.
After all this time, I will acknowledge him.
Acknowledge me.
But you're going to lose. And this wonderful, beautiful, by the power of stunning Churchill Cup is right here, where it should always be, on Radio Free Professional Wrestling. Randy, you got any final words as champion?
In all seriousness, everybody, I love Sean, and I enjoy this competition all the time. David, I love you too, brother. I'm sorry that you're sick today. We love it here, and it's all in fun. Sean is a great dude. We talk offline all the time. So this contest is absolutely, I just love just making fun of everything on it. In all seriousness though, if you like what you hear, if you like myself and Greg will give his plugs after too, please go to our Facebook group. That's facebook.com/SMEradio. We have many shows like the Smack Daddies. Together, me and Greg and Brad right now are Smack TF over Radio Free Professional Wrestling. But we have the Smack Daddies. We have BAM. We have Impactful. We got Draw Straw Raw. We got the Godfathers of Podcasting. The list goes on and on and on. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/SMEradio. And you're going to listen to all these fine shows early. And of course, our main show, hosted by Boris Aguilar, the Sunday night's main event radio show. All of this and more on the network. Just come and join us and follow us. Greg.
Yeah, I don't have anything more to say. Randy said it all. Like, we put out shows every day of the week. There's something new showing up on the feed, so feel free to check it out. And Randy, I'm going to plug the contest that's currently being ran on SNW Radio. Hopefully, you know, maybe there's some listeners who haven't yet. We are giving away tickets to Impactful for Sunday night. So you can watch your All In. Then you can go and go down to, sorry, not to Impactful, my apologies, to Impact Emergence on Sunday night. So you can watch your All In. You can then get in the car, drive downtown Toronto somewhere to the docks or wherever they're having this at, you know, downtown Toronto. And you can go and watch Emergence live courtesy of Impact and SNME Radio. There's a contest currently on our Facebook page. I believe it is caption, fill out the caption. So, looking forward to seeing some people answer that. How much longer, Randy, do they have?
Yeah, till Friday.
They have till Friday, so you got a little bit of time. Get your entries in, and we'll be picking a winner and notifying you so you can go down and see Impact Emergence this weekend.
So that means you could do a double dip of professional wrestling this week, and we'll have you set up with a recap of SmackDown. And just join the network. We'd love that. We love having wrestling fans. And the best thing about this is that we love collaborating with some of our fellow podcasters out in the world, including our friends here at Radio Free Pro Wrestling. So thank you for letting the Sunday night's main event crew basically do a giant run.
That's right. And because Brad and Greg did such a good job, and I love Radio Free Professional Wrestling, if you enter in the meme contest and put, I listen to Radio Free Professional Wrestling, I will give you tickets if you win for Emergence. Plus, their tapings for the next 3 weeks, the next day on Monday, and throw in a Saturday main event. That's not so, just sending a main event t-shirt. So, yeah, that's what I'll do. But you have to win that caption and you say,
you can't throw in a Saturday night's main event.
No.
I know you don't have those into, those are, no. WWE people. But Sunday night's main event, we will throw in one of those shirts for you. And we will, you know, we'll acknowledge you on air as the winner. Boris does that on the main show, and you can also check out that main show on TSN Radio up here in Canada, you know, the ESPN of the North.
And thank you, Sean. Thank you very much for having us today and taking the beating that we just gave a 3-on-1.
He's never letting us back on. Bye, Sean.
No,
I love you.
No, that's it.
Security, these three people don't have credentials. Escort them from the building.
Hi,
hey, how you doing? Come on in. Everybody stay stunning.